I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Friday, November 6th, and this is a special arts report on WQXR. The New York City Opera opened its season last night in the newly refurbished David H. Koch Theater. Now, normally this would be just another opening night, but there's been a lot of buzz surrounding this opening gala. The financial health of the company itself has been in question, and there have been some very specific renovations. The much-despised electronic sound enhancement system has been removed, and some other structural changes have been made. But does that really make a difference to the people in the seats? Well, joining me this morning is Justin Davidson, who writes on classical music and architecture for New York Magazine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Last night's opening seems a perfect fit for your areas of expertise. What were your first impressions about the changes to the former New York State Theater?
Well, as far as the sound enhancement system goes, if you had told me that it had been pulled out 5 years ago, I would have believed it. I never thought it made much of a difference when it was put in, and I didn't think it made much of a difference to pull it out. It's the kind of thing that made a difference to people in certain seats and dead spots throughout the house, but for a lot of people it was really pretty much inaudible. I think what people objected to most was the idea of amplification in an opera house.
I think that's probably because most opera singers are trained to reach the rafters, and perhaps purists didn't think that it was necessary.
Well, it really is anathema in opera to have amplification except when the composer specifically calls for it for an effect. But they were trying to find an expedient way of dealing with a real acoustical problem, and I don't think it really particularly worked, but I don't think it was so awful either.
Well, in getting the room to sound a little better and eliminating dead spots to the best of their ability, what about the structural changes that were made in the theater itself? Did they make any difference to you last night?
Well, those are much more important than long-lasting. I think the biggest thing is the expansion of the pit for the orchestra, bringing it forward, and also the ability to raise and lower the orchestra. In fact, when they started playing, they were at the same level with the audience, and then there was a neat little trick where the orchestra disappeared down into the depths on this moving platform. So that is an improvement. Whether or not that changes the way the house functions long-term will depend on everybody's ability to adapt to those changes. It's really hard to tell on one go.
The theater offered a mix of musical styles at last night's gala, and you say the real test will come with this weekend's production of Esther. Why?
I think it'll come over time as we get used to hearing it, as they get used to playing and singing in it, as they get used to different tweaks they can make to the acoustics. You never just hear acoustics. You hear music in acoustics. Or you hear the way the music sounds in a hall. And there are a lot of human adjustments that need to be made also, as well as physical ones. But one of the main things is the ability to hear when people are moving around the stage and into the back of the stage as well. That was always a big problem. And we didn't really hear much of that last night because they were concert performances and all the singers were pretty much down towards the lip of the stage, you know, eliminating any real sense of what the resonance is like towards the back.
Justin Davidson, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure.
Justin Davidson is the classical music and architecture critic for New York Magazine. I'm Carrie Nolan, and this is Classical 105.9 WQXR.